Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Imagine stepping into a place where the veil between our world and the paranormal is at its thinnest. Ground where the echoes of unholy rituals and desecrations linger in the air. That's what we're going to find in the abandoned British church that became a magnet for black magic in the 1960s. But the tale does not end there. Tonight we delve deeper into the shadows to uncover the terrifying paranormal activity that haunts this cursed ground. And if you dare to stay with me until the end, I'll share a chilling encounter of my own that I experienced in the dead of night within the church's forsaken walls. I'm Peter Laws, and this is Clop Hill, the church that terrified a nation.
Reports of hauntings in Old St. Mary's were around even before the events of 1963. In the 1950s, for example, one local told Kevin Gates that the vicar of that time put out a rumor that there was a ghost in the old church just to discourage visitors and vandals. This local suggested that it was this rumor that sparked the whole thing off, the reputation of the church in the first place. Maybe that even led to the ritualistic activity there because people thought it was haunted. But reports of actual paranormal activity started to emerge in the years after the desecration took place. An example of a paranormal presence happened in 1963. A television crew arrived in Clop Hill. They were filming for the ITV show This Week. This current affairs program wanted to do a segment on the incident in the church, calling it Clop Hill Black Mass. A folklorist called Eric Maple presented part of the report from the desecrated grave of Jenny Humberstone. The crew actually put a ladder down into the grave so he could stand among the bones to film his piece to camera. However, there were some odd occurrences during that shoot. For a start, Eric Maple fainted not just once, but twice. The crew started to struggle with the film in the camera. It kept malfunctioning. They couldn't figure out why. They were becoming frustrated at the wasting film. Technical issues with electronics is a very common occurrence in paranormal spaces. Eric Maple even admitted that there was a sense of presence with them during that shoot. He said all the time they were there,
"I had a horrible feeling that something or somebody was watching over us. There was an atmosphere I can only describe as absolutely evil, and I never want to go there again."
He did go there again, because his fascination with the place made it impossible to resist. He mentioned Clop Hill Church in almost every witchcraft and paranormal folk book he wrote since he was there. One morning in December 1969, a newsagent called Lawrence Steinmetz and his wife were delivering newspapers to Northfield Farm. They were driving up Great Lane, which is very close to the old church, actually runs parallel with the old church path, and it was dark in that morning. But the couple suddenly saw a strange small light approaching them in the gloom. They figured it was just a cyclist, perhaps, dipping the headlights down out of courtesy for him. But when the light grew closer, they saw it was actually a man on horseback carrying a lantern. The couple didn't want to frighten the horse with the sound of the engine, and so the man pulled over his car and turned the lights off. They watched the rider approach and were intrigued to see that this was a hooded man, as if he was a monk. But what happened next left them in total shock, because the rider and the horse kept riding towards the car and then straight through it.
"My wife wife and I were terrified. We dared not look behind us, and I just put my foot down and rushed off, and it was a horrible experience. We did not mention this to anybody at the time, but about a year later, a lady asked us if we had ever met on our early morning deliveries a man in a cloak on horseback on the Clop Hill Road.
The woman who asked them this had lived on a house on that hill. But they decided to move because they kept having frightening encounters with the hooded man on the horse. Steinmetz was interviewed by the Bedfordshire Times in 1971 and said that he ended up speaking to a farmer in Hayes about this, who produced an old lantern, asking if this looked like the one he'd seen. And Steinmetz was astonished and said it looked exactly like that. He asked how old. The farmer said that the lantern was 200 years old, from the same era as Jenny Humberstone, the skeleton that had been dug up in 63. There have been a number of strange photographic anomalies in the old church, like in January 1972 when Janet Board and her husband Colin visited the old church to take pictures, but they just suddenly get overwhelmed by a horrible sense of presence, so much so that they fled to their car and drove off, relieved to escape the overwhelming spiritual oppression they felt. When they got home, Colin developed the film and found that one negative was marked in a strange way they could never understand why or how. One of the most well-known ghosts was photographed by a respected ghost hunter and member of the Society for Psychical Research. That man was called Tony Browell, and he lived in Luton. On a rainy, cloud-covered November afternoon in 1972, he visited the old church with his wife, Georgina. He took a photograph of Georgina standing near the old building and thought little of it. They left home, and there was no rush to develop the film because nothing unusual had happened. But then, a week later, when he finally did develop it, he was shocked when one photograph in particular seemed to show something out of the ordinary. He saw in the church window, standing close to the nave, a figure with head bowed in Victorian clothes. And oddly, it looks like the figure is standing behind the window, even though there is a 6-foot drop behind that window, meaning the figure must have been either floating or, Tony believed, this could have actually been the spirit of one of the old vicars still standing in a now missing pulpit, eternally preaching to an empty, ruined church. The figure started to become known as Sophie's Ghost. It was based on the rumors of a woman called Sophie who haunted the church. Was this actually a spirit or just an example of simulacra? It's up to you to decide. In 1975, a post-punk band from Luton called UK Decay came to Clop Hill Church to shoot a cover for their Black 45 EP. They stood in the church window looking all mean and moody while the photographer took shots. They took a few more in the graveyard too, but at some point during that shoot, something happened, I don't know what, that terrified them, much like that couple earlier, and they were scared enough to flee from the church and sped their car down the lane back to the main street of Clop Hill. And yet before they got there, they turned a bend and slammed on the brakes when they saw a white horse striding down the lane. They were shocked by this, but intrigued, and so the driver started to gently follow this horse, but when it turned a bend and they followed it round, it had totally vanished. Is that why the local pub is called the Flying Horse? Was that name based on sightings of the past? The band claimed to have a run of bad luck afterwards and blamed that on some curse they had picked up in Clop Hill Church. By the 1990s, kids were sneaking up to the old church because there was a legend that one of the graves had a bizarre power. If you stared at it long enough, it would gradually reveal the date of your own death. Kids also believed that if you ran around the church in an anti-clockwise motion 13 times, the devil would appear. Claims of ghosts and UFOs carried on through the years, and many people claimed to feel a sense of genuine evil in that place. Some investigators at Clop Hill claimed to see the apparition of a hooded monk in the church in 1993, only they found out that that was a trick using a video projector. But a particularly intriguing encounter did happen in 1996. That was when a woman called Lynette was taking photographs of Old St. Mary's for her photography degree project. As she was lining up shots, she looked up to see a young man wearing motorcycle leathers. She was surprised to see him because she hadn't heard a single footstep before he'd arrived, even though she knew she had been alone moments before. It was a really hot summer's day, and she wondered why he still had his motorcycle leathers on when it was so sweltering. The man asked her what she was doing, and she told him. And then he told her a little about his relatives and how some of them were buried in this very churchyard. He even pointed their headstones out. She suddenly noticed that he'd left his bike helmet resting in the church window, and this was actually quite annoying because she'd been taking a few photographs while he was there, and so she realized, oh crap, these are going to show up in my pictures and ruin them. She turned to say, I need to move on, but he had vanished, and she was perplexed enough to hurry to the track to see if there was any sign of him or a motorbike, and there was nothing. And then, of course, she remembered the bike helmet. And so she rushed home to get the film developed, and yet none of the pictures had any trace of a bike helmet at all. She was disturbed. She spoke to some local friends about what had happened and was unsettled when her story was met with a shocked silence. They told her other people had seen a mysterious motorcycle rider near the church. It was thought to be the ghost of a young man who was killed after crashing his motorbike near Clop Hill. It was thought that he was still wandering the area, sometimes interacting with people who piqued his curiosity. In 2001, a particularly creepy incident occurred in the church, which was told to the author Damien O'Dell. A couple of people from a local newspaper decided to carry out a night vigil by the church, and they sat all night with a camera ready to take pictures of any paranormal activity. Nothing happened, and they eventually fell asleep by their little campfire until they woke at 8 a.m., They couldn't see anything nearby that could have woken them, but they just went home, developed the photographs, and found 6 shots that they did not take because there in the pictures were the two of them sleeping soundly by the fire. Near to them in the shots were strange white shapes like figures lying next to them on the grass. Was this just a wild story or an actual occurrence? Well, it's up to you to decide that, but O'Dell claims his source was convinced this really happened, though O'Dell is not so sure.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
In more recent years, a man called Messiah 11 said that he was with friends creeping around the church looking for a paranormal thrill. There were also some girls around doing the same thing. But locals came to chase them off, and so he ran in a different direction to his friends and ended up hiding with one of these, you know, random girls. And he hid there with her until she started to giggle weirdly. At some point, she touched his hand, and he said it felt incredibly cold. He was so disturbed by this that he stepped into the moonlight to see where his other friends were, and he turned back to the girl to talk to her, and then she had gone. And in her place was a white rabbit that he had seen earlier in the evening. In recent years, the church has been lovingly restored, though it's still essentially a ruin in the sense there's no roof. Visitors can walk in and around the site freely in the daytime, but I have to make this clear, don't go there at night. Late night visitors have become such a nuisance to locals that a very loud alarm system has been fitted in the church. So, you know, don't bother trying to creep around in the place after dark. You'll just get into serious trouble. When you talk to the people in the surrounding towns and villages, there are still many people who claim that the church was built the wrong way round. This is a theory that a church built in the correct way or direction is a portal to heaven, whereas if you build it the wrong way, it's a portal to hell. But this idea doesn't really have much basis in reality. I do know, however, that the place has an atmosphere.
Shh.
I slept up there once. Or rather, I stayed the night in the new eco lodges that are just next door to the old church. I got permission to stand in the old ruins at midnight, just to see what it felt like. It felt scary. I stayed there for quite a while, before hurrying back to my room just a few seconds' walk away. But when I climbed into bed, I distinctly remember something odd occurring. As I lay there, trying to fall asleep, I heard the sound of footsteps clear and distinct, and they were circling the one-roomed lodge in which I was sleeping. Alarmed, I sat up and went to the window, and I plucked up the courage to eventually open the curtain. The footsteps stopped, and I couldn't see anything. Maybe it was just another guest, or the person who ran the place, who knows. But I lay there, thinking of the old church so close by with all its history and horror. I managed to drift off. The next morning, I woke up and went for breakfast. It was only when I was locking the door to my lodge that I noticed the room number was different. It was upside down. I remember feeling my stomach drop at that moment, and I remember the thoughts that, you know, the footsteps pacing around me at night. Just after I had gone to the old church, and I wondered, did something come back with me? Or was there just a loose screw in the number and it's simply fallen? I don't know. I just remember thinking that a place can become rich with feelings of unease. Clop Hill is no exception. The question, though, is this. Do the stories and legends of a place make that place feel scary or evil? Or do naturally scary or evil places create inexplicable events that others dismiss as stories when they are actually real incidents of the macabre and the paranormal? Regardless of what you think of the paranormal claims of this spot, the grave desecrations and the history of Clop Hill Church really did happen. And that's why, in the 1960s and beyond, this became the church that terrified a nation. I'm Peter Laws, and you've been listening to Frightful. Hey, thanks so much for listening to another episode of Frightful. Why not check out another case here where there is more paranormal shenanigans that give people the shivers? Perhaps they'll give you the shivers too. Good night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.